No man is an island unto itself. That's what John Donne wrote in 1624, and it's a claim Fidel Castro is trying desperately to disprove today. Considered one of the most charismatic leaders of the 20th century, now more than ever, he is faced with the challenge of keeping the party faithful, loyal. Here's a look back at the life of a man still considered Cuba's maximum leader.
On July 26, 1953, a young lawyer named Fidel Castro led a small band of men against the Moncada Army barracks in the south of Cuba. He had hoped to start a popular uprising against the brutal American-backed dictatorship of General Batista. Instead, half his men were killed and he was arrested. At his trial, he declared, "Condemn me, it does not matter. History will absolve me." The myth of Fidel Castro was born. On May Day, 1961, he declared Cuba a socialist country. Supported by the Soviet Union, Castro became a symbol of third world defiance against Yankee imperialism.
But Fidel Castro can do no wrong. The bearded leader is cheered and acclaimed wherever he goes, whatever he does.
Castro traveled the country cultivating his image, and his revolution delivered. Campaigns stamped out illiteracy. And even today, Cuba has one of the lowest infant mortality rates in the world. Cuba became a player on the world stage. Castro supported popular uprisings throughout Latin America, and Cuban troops were sent to Angola, Ethiopia, Yemen, and Vietnam.